So we're going to read Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 21, verse 18. Hantaya madrira bala harida sarvaryo yad rama krishna charanas parashar pramodaha manam tanoti sahago ganayastayaryat pani yasu yavasakandara kandamulahi. Hare Krishna. I'll read it again. Antaya madrira bala haridasa varyo yad rama krishna charanas parasha pramodaha manam tanoti sahago ganayos tayuryat pani yasu yavasakandara kandamulahi. Hanta. I am
this.
Adrihi.
Hill.
Abalaha.
O friends.
Haridasavarya. The best among the servants of the Lord.
Yad.
Because.
Rama Krishna Charana.
Of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and Balaram.
Parasha.
By the touch.
Pramodaha.
Tayoho. To them.
Shri
Krishna and Balaram.
Yat.
Because.
Paniya.
With drinking water.
Suyavasa.
Very soft grass.
Kandara.
Caves.
Kandamulahi.
And edible roots. Translation and purport. I don't know, this might be Prabhupada's translation. This is from the later part of the 10th canto. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 1834. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the opulence of Govardhan Hill as follows. Paniya refers to the fragrant cool water from the Govardhan waterfalls, which Krishna and Balaram drink and use to wash their feet and mouths. Govardhan also offers other beverages such as honey, mango juice, and pilu juice. Suyavasa indicates durva grass used to make the religious offering of Ardhagya. Govardhana also has grass that is fragrant, soft, and conducive to the strong growth of cows and increased production of milk. Thus, this grass is used for feeding the transcendental herds. Kandara refers to the caves where Krishna Balaram and their friends play, sit, and lie down. These caves give pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold, or when it is raining. Govardhan also features soft roots for eating, jewels for ornamenting the body, flat places for sitting, and lamps and mirrors in the forms of smooth stones, glistening water, and other natural substances. Hare Krishna. This is the gopis, having heard the sound of Krishna's flute, which is the supreme attraction in existence. There is nothing more attractive than the sound of Krishna's flute. And they're inspired. I think this is, yes, 21. The gopis are ecstatically expressing their feelings upon hearing Krishna's flute. And they're glorifying Govardhan Hill for the services he does for Krishna, Balaram, and then all the cowherd boys and all the Vrijvasis. Of course, Govardhan is famous for having been lifted by Krishna as a young boy, only 7 years old. We're observing Govardhan Puja. That's part of the Leela. Actually, today is not the day that Krishna lifted Govardhan. Today is the day, I think, that the Anakuta Mahotsava was celebrated, right? That Krishna organized the Govardhan Puja for the first time. And then, after a few days, Indra sent the rains to destroy Vrindavan. And then Krishna lifted the hill. So that's not for a few days, the actual lifting. That's what is famous about Govardhan. If people don't know anything else about it, they know that Krishna lifted it. Everyone's seen the picture. Even people who have never come near the place, they've seen the pictures at least. But that's not all that Govardhan is about. Here the gopis, without mentioning anything about that pastime, simply glorify Govardhan for being Haridasa Varyaha, the best of Krishna's devotees. Haridasa is a very common name, especially in Bengal. But in the Bhagavatam, it is reserved for the greatest devotees. Uddhava is also called Haridasa. But Govardhan is called Haridasa Varya, the best of all the Haridasas. And the services he's performing here are very simple things, just providing necessities. It may seem ordinary, not something that would make him the best of all the devotees. And what rasa is this in, if someone analyzes? Simply supplying things, paraphernalia for Krishna's pleasure, this is more or less, we don't know what rasa.
Shantarasa.
That looks like Shantarasa, but we don't know what the inner mood of Govardhan as a devotee is. But externally, this is the service of Shantarasa. Simply to provide some facility. Krishna can come and play on him and take what he wants and enjoy. So why are we glorifying Shantarasa? The devotee in Shantarasa is the greatest. Anyway, Govardhan is the place where Krishna comes and displays all of his leelas, the full variety of all his kinds of relationships, loving exchanges with his devotees, all different kinds of devotees. It's not only the place for the Rasa Leela, although it is also. Rasa Leela is famous for being manifest at Vamshivata on the bank of Jamuna. And this Vrindavan city has been established to commemorate that. Krishna never lived in Vrindavan, in Vrindavan city. Where is Vrindavan now? But that's where he had many pastimes, and especially the Rasa Leela. But Rasa Leela was also performed here. It's performed every spring and constantly around Govardhan. But that's not the only. Krishna's not only consorting with the gopis here. He's playing with his friends and having relationships with all varieties of devotees. So Krishna is Akila Rasamrita Murti, the reservoir of all kinds of pleasure. Even the Shantarasa, even the loving exchange of neutrality. Krishna, to give pleasure to all the Brijvasis, he manifested the pastimes here, especially the pastimes that start today, with Krishna inducing his elders to change their plans, their tradition of worshipping Indra. And he diverted all the energy and planning into worshipping Govardhan instead. The hill, the Brahmins and the cows. I guess the cows come before the Brahmanas. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Krishna is concerned for the welfare first of the cows, then of the Brahmanas, Jagat Hitaya, then the rest of the world. First the cows. So it's very significant here that Vishnu Chakravarti, as he explains, he provides such nice grass that it increases the production of milk in the cows. If you ask any Brijbasi what they're concerned about, is getting some income there from their cattle. That's why they're keeping buffaloes mostly now and not cows, because they can get more money. But 5,000 years ago, Govardhan was producing such exceptional grass that the income from keeping even the cows was more than adequate. And everyone was satisfied. Krishna arranges for the satisfaction of his devotees in inconceivable ways, unlimited ways. Even to see that Govardhan is producing nice grass for the cows. And then, of course, Indra became very angry at Krishna disrupting the tradition and at the insult against himself. And he sent his whole arsenal of rain, clouds, and thunderbolts to destroy this place. Krishna protected the devotees easily as a 7-year-old child without any effort. Just on the left pinky, he held up the hill for 7 days. But that's not the big thing, that he was able to lift up a big hill. So what? He's God. He holds up planets all the time. He can create and destroy worlds just by blinking his eyes. So what's the big deal that he picked up some hill? That's not what's so the most glorious thing. Even much more significant than that is that for those 7 days, all the Brijbasis, taking shelter under that hill and being right there with Krishna, were able to have his constant darshan. Everybody. Not just that Krishna was with some and not with others. Of course, in his aprakrita lila, Krishna can be with everybody simultaneously. Krishna, in Goloka, and in the pastimes that I don't have the eyes to see here, but a few do, the invisible pastimes, the aprakrita lila, that are going on here constantly, Krishna can expand himself, and does expand himself unlimitedly, and he can be with all his devotees at the same time, doing all his lilas simultaneously, or whatever he wants to do, whatever his devotees want him to do. But when he enters the realm of time and space, in his prakrita avatar, in his manifest incarnation, then he accepts the limitation of time and space. And that means he only does one thing at a time. That's what we read Shukadeva Goswami describing in the 10th canto. Krishna doing one thing at a time. And devotees have to wait their turn for their pastimes. Every morning, Krishna takes his friends and goes to the forest. And his parents and the gopis have to suffer his separation until he comes home in the evening. And then in the evening, the cowherd boys have to let him go home. And the birds and beasts of the forest are feeling separation, that Krishna is not going to be with them during the night. Everybody, every day, is suffering separation. But not for those 7 days. Everybody came under the shelter of Vrindavan, and everybody was able to see Krishna's face day and night for 7 days. That's more wonderful than just picking up the hill. Hare Krishna. So, Krishna arranged for this worship of Govardhan. He gave the instructions to Nanda Maharaj, Upananda, and the other elders how to execute this worship. Krishna wanted his devotee to be glorified as the best of all devotees. He even accepted Govardhan as his own body and assumed the form of Govardhan himself. So nowadays, everyone is worshipping, not everybody, the devotees are worshipping Govardhan Shila as Krishna, as different forms of Krishna. Even though originally Govardhan is a devotee. But Krishna, not that a jiva becomes God, but Krishna allowed Govardhan to literally become his own body. So the institution of the worship of Govardhan in that sense also, the deity Govardhan, was established by Krishna. His Anakuta mountain of prasadam, that festival was begun by Krishna himself. Down the street here at Aniyur is where the great festival was organized. Massive amounts of food offerings to be made to Govardhan. And then Krishna assumed the form of the hill to accept the offerings himself. So this is a great tradition. That was 5,000 years ago. It is still observed by the devotees of Krishna. Although you see, not so many people come here on Govardhan Puja. It's not one of the days that everybody comes. I don't know why it's Govardhan Puja. Still, not so many people come from elsewhere. Other days, you know, their favorite days, Guru Purnima and others, they come by the millions. Anyway, tradition is still there. We're observing it, at least. Of commemorating this Anakuta, this fabulous feast that was offered to Giriraj. Of course, it was reestablished a little over 500 years ago by Sri Madhavendra Puri, who rediscovered the deity. I guess that deity was put there by Vajranaba, the deity of Gopal, is that true? Established by Vajranaba 5,000 years ago. That history is told in the Skanda Purana, which is one of the six Puranas in the mode of ignorance. But there is a big section in the Skanda Purana that glorifies Krishna's devotional service. And there are four chapters called the Vaishnava Kanda. And that four chapters just all about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the Bhagavat Mahatmya from the Skanda Purana. Four chapters that comprise the Vaishnava Kanda. I don't remember what major section it's in. And there, it is told why Vajranaba established all these villages in Vrindavan. Govardhan was there before. Govardhan is an ancient city. But there are many other villages in Vrajadham that were founded by Vajranapa only 5,000 years ago. 500 villages that he built and populated. Because after Krishna went from Mathura to Dwarka, he took with him the whole population of Mathura city. He transported them by mystic power. You know, they didn't have to walk or take some conveyance. He just transported them by some beam, like in Star Trek. You know, just beam me up. And he sent everybody immediately to Dwarka. But that means that Mathura was depopulated. A few Brahmanas stayed behind. Stubborn Mathura Brahmanas. So there were a few Brahmanas left.
Chaudhuris.
Chobis.
Chobis.
Chaturvedis. Yes. Or in Prakrit Hindi, Shuraseni Prakrit Chobi. Which means experts in the four Vedas. So they were so interested in maintaining their tradition of the four Vedas. I mean, who's going to... You know, we have our proud tradition of Mathura Brahmanas. If we leave Mathura, it'll be finished. So some of them stayed, and they're still here today. And the monkeys stayed. He didn't take all the monkeys with him. I guess they had their own monkeys. They have their own variety of monkeys in Anarta district. So the monkeys stayed here, and a few Brahmanas. Otherwise, Mathura city was depopulated, empty. And after Krishna disappeared, gradually the rest of Vrajadham became vacant. So when Vajranava, Krishna's great-grandson, the son of Aniruddha, was chosen by Yudhishthira to take up the throne of Mathura, Matarayam tata vadram shurasena batim. Yudhishthira personally anointed Vajranava, Krishna's great-grandson, as the monarch of Mathura. Shurasena pati, Shurasena district, is Mathura. And he was confused. Parikshit came to visit him soon after his coronation. He came from Hastinapur, 127 kilometers away, due east, on the Ganga. He came to visit Mathura, and he paid his visit to King Vajranava. So Vajranava confided with him his anxiety. I'm appointed king, but what's the pleasure in ruling if you have nobody to rule? The place is practically vacant. What am I supposed to do? So Parikshit didn't know offhand. He suggested, let us go visit Chandudilya Muni, who lives nearby, and get his advice. They got this advice and some very nice instructions on the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. He told Vajranava that you should repopulate the Vrindavan area. You should establish villages and bring devotees, or people, brahmanas and others, from Hastinapur, from other places, and let them settle these villages. And that's what Vajranava did. And he also told them, you should have your capital in Mathura, and your, Tahsildar counties, or subdivisions of the district, they should also have their capitals. So the local capitals were established at Govardhan, at Dirgapur, Dig, Nandagram, some other places, a few others. So Govardhan, although it already existed, it was established as a regional center by Vajranava. And he installed here, down at Govindakunda, the deity of Gopala, Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. There's also Haridev here. But I think Haridev is an eternal deity. Maybe the current Haridev deity was established by Vajranava 5,000 years ago at Manasi Ganga. This Gopal deity was lost. I think it was during the Muslim invasions, the first Muslim invasions of Mathura district. Mathura, why does it look like it does today? It was originally the most rich, opulent city in the world. The most fabulous city in the world. It doesn't look like that anymore. Not to our eyes. It looks like a big garbage dump, I'm sorry to say. A pile of bricks and garbage. But it used to be the most wonderful, impressive city in the universe. What happened? You can say fences, karma, this and that. But historically, the dynamics of it were that the Mughals these invaders, Muslim invaders from Samarkand and those areas, Afghanistan,
Turkey.
Actually, they're Turks racially, but they were living in places like Uzbekistan and so on, Central Asia. They were speaking Turkish languages. But this is the homeland of Genghis Khan. These guys came in and invaded India. They started doing raids and not permanently taking over, but coming and just decimating and taking loot and going back and coming again. Eventually, they came and stayed. But there were several repeated invasions. And a prime target was Mathura. Mathura was sieged and sacked and ripped apart at least 5 or 6 times over 1,000 years. Completely destroyed.
The Keshav Mandir.
And the Keshav. Keshav Mandir, they took apart brick by brick.
And the deity was... Yes. Solid gold with emerald eyes.
And they took the deity with solid gold, emerald eyes, and put him in the foundation of their mosque, in the steps, so everyone would step on him. He's still there. And they did this more than once. Destroyed the Keshava temple more than once. It was rebuilt and destroyed again. Several times. So that's why Mathura looks like it looks. It's been torn down at least 5 times. And, completely sacked by the invaders. So it's not at all the prosperous place it used to be. Anyway, 500 years ago, after a few of these invasions, when apparently the Gopal deity at Govindakund had been hidden in the bushes or underground, he'd probably been hidden there to protect him from the Muslim invaders, Madhavendra Puri was inspired to rediscover him. And he had the wonderful inspiration to reinstitute the Annakuta festival that is being celebrated on this day. So we have him to thank, Srila Madhavendra Puri, for this festival. Of course, it's warned in Srimad Bhagavatam, if we don't observe this festival of Govardhan Puja, then the snakes who live around here will come and bite us. But it was neglected for some long time and reinstituted by Srila Madhavendra Puri. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to Govardhan. He did the Govardhan Parikrama. He saw the deity. At that time, worship had been established where the big, I think it's vacant now, that temple. Or they have some sort of worship going in there, but the original deity has been moved to Natukdwar in Rajasthan. So the Gopal is not there anymore, but the temple built, I guess, by Vallabhacharya is there, or under the instruction of Vallabhacharya. 500-year temple is there on top of the hill at Jetipur. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, there was also a threat, not of a Muslim invasion. The Muslims were already the government. But and it wasn't Aurangzeb, it was too early for that, but somebody was threatening to come and cause some trouble, so they took the deity away again to hide him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a vow not to put his feet on Govardhan Hill out of reverence, respect. We don't do it because he didn't do it. Those who don't belong to our sampradaya, let them walk, but we want to respect the personal opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore we should not step foot on Govardhan. And Mahaprabhu himself, because he was not willing to step on Govardhan, he couldn't take darshan of Gopal. The deity established by Bhadranabha and rediscovered by Madhavendra Puri. So arrangement was made by Yogamaya that there was some threat of the government coming on a raid and they wanted to hide the deity again. So over here, Guntholi Gram is on that side, right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to hear that the deity was coming down from the hill to go to Guntholi Gram. I think it's about 2 kilometers down the road, away from Govardhan. Vallabhacharya used to live in that village. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got the darshan of Gopal at Guntholi Gram, and a very unusual rare occasion where Gopal actually came down from the hill to give his darshan to Lord Chaitanya. There's a very nice picture of that moment in the Ardeli temple, Radhaparthasarathi temple, of Lord Chaitanya dancing. You can see Govardhan. I guess from that perspective, Govardhan looks somewhat triangular. You know, also, if you look from 2 kilometers away down that road, on the sunk road, you can see Govardhan sort of is a peak. So Mahaprabhu got his darshan. And of course, he perpetuated. He gave instructions to his followers that this ceremony should be observed every year. This major festival of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas to worship Govardhan. Our great acharyas came here. They first came here to do parikrama in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya himself. Especially Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas, Shamananda, they came here. Devotees like Krishnadas Kaviraj and Raghunath Das, they came to stay here or down the street at Radhakund. They spent the rest of their lives here. Srila Sanatana Goswami spent the last years of his life very close to here. So many of Lord Chaitanya's devotees are acharyas, had very intimate relationship with Govardhan Hill. They're praying to please be allowed to have eternal residence here. This is the aspiration of many of our acharyas, that this is the place where they can spend eternity on the side of Govardhan, joining in any of the variety of pastimes that Krishna performs here. Hare Krishna. So, okay, I'll stop talking at this point. Maybe someone else can continue. Do we have any comments or questions? Yes, bro.
There is one in Bhaktivinoda, as another assumption from the devotee.
Yes.
Lakshmi Devi, she became the Bhadri tree. It became later Bhadri Narayan, Bhadri Vishal. The story is up there is that there was a big...
I mean, I'm sorry, just for clarification, there's no Lakshmi deity there in the temple? But she appears as the Bhadri tree.
She does. She's there.
She's there also, okay.
But before there was a big tree there.
Yes.
That they would meditate on it. And during the Satya Yuga, you know, Vishnu was easy to get his company. By just a quick little meditation, he would show up.
Yes.
And so he would meditate around the Bhadri tree. And so Lakshmi Devi came and she just assumed the form of that tree to be in association because Vishnu was always there with the rishis. And just as a devotee, the devotee relinquished the body so Lakshmi could take it over.
Yes.
So like Govardhan, you were saying Govardhan, Krishna became Govardhan. That's the ego kind of relinquished his position, allowing Krishna to take it over.
Yeah, except that Govardhan is still a devotee. He didn't, you know, he's still doing the services. Krishna's pastimes are going on here eternally. Although we don't see them, they're not publicly manifest. His Aprakrita Lila was finished 5,000 years ago. And therefore the place is just sinking into the ground. But his Aprakrita Lila is going on, go on forever. So Govardhan is still serving as a devotee. He's still providing the grass, the water, and everything else, and having his relationship as a devotee with Krishna. So it's a dual role. Govardhan I won't say the word jiva, but he's a devotee. And Krishna assumes the form of Govardhan, and he's worshipped, the deity is worshipped, that's Shila, but he's still also a devotee. No, it's two identities. The jiva is there. The devotee is there. And Krishna appears in his form.
Achha.
Krishna is Krishna. The devotee is the devotee. They're separate. You know, it's not that the devotee becomes an avatar. But Krishna himself also manifests in the Govardhan Shila. Okay. Devotees have to be careful to understand that. We're not Mayavadis. That the jiva becomes God. You know, and it's not just Govardhan Shila is not just a Shakti Avesh something, it's Krishna himself. Okay. Hare Krishna. Anything else? I have no realizations. I don't know why I'm sitting here. You know, someone else should have been talking. Hare Krishna. Anyway, thank you for coming. This is, even though we don't have thousands of devotees coming, this is still a very ecstatic festival every year here at Govardhan. Hare Krishna.